Hey guys, what's going on? This is Arthur Anthony. Welcome back to another episode of Life Cope. Thanks again, as always, for you guys always supporting us, and always for those of you that listen to us all the time. So, happy May the 4th for us nerds out there. May the 4th be with you, and to everybody else as well, not just us nerds. But, yes, so it's a big day. It's a big Star Wars day. I was actually hoping that there was going to be a Star Wars show, The Fury of Darth Maul, on Netflix, but apparently that was an April Fool's joke, but it looked pretty good, so I was hoping it would really come true, but it didn't happen, so. And also, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, so happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody that celebrates it tomorrow. Just celebrate it carefully, and don't try to drink all the alcohol in the world, you know, just have a good time, and enjoy the company of others. So today we're talking about taking a timeout. Speaking of timeout, you know who needs to take a timeout? Is Kanye West. What was that dude thinking when he went on there? Oh my gosh. I feel sorry for him because I know he has some kind of mental illness and he needs help, you know, he really needs help. He needs to talk to, a professional psychologist so that they can help him out. But if you haven't seen the Kanye interview with Charlamagne Tha God, please do. Maybe not. Maybe don't watch it because you'll just get mad, so don't do that. As always, this show, we're not licensed therapists or psychologists. We just give advice to those that can use it. So, a timeout. So, this, you can use this, you know, at work, at home, school, relationships, you know. And it's, when I was talking about timeout, my kids started laughing because they were like, Dad, you're telling people to go take a timeout. I'm like, no, not that kind of timeout where you go to the corner. It's actually, but it's just funny how kids think of things. But a timeout is a way for you to get away from the cause, something that's causing you to be angry or sad or whatever, if it just upsets you in general, you know, so a timeout is a way to use that time to get away from the situation, and regroup and, get yourself together before, either you say, because you could say something that you really didn't mean, but in the heat of the moment, you know, we all just want to get our two cents out and then say something that you don't mean, you know? And so, or is, if you're, reading an email and you get angry, you're getting angry looking at this email, you know, go to the bathroom, go take a walk, before you respond to it and say something that you don't mean at work. So, like I said, a timeout is, you know, it's just a way for you to regather yourself. And the thing is, it's healthy. It's healthy for not just for you, but it's also healthy if you're for your friends and your family, you know, and even at work, because then you can say what you want to say without upsetting the other person, and then you guys just keep going back and forth, because then nobody wins then. So, even if it's social media, you know, you're reading something online, like the whole Kanye thing. When I saw that, I was like, I need a timeout. I couldn't even watch the whole interview. So, I just took a timeout and started reading a book. So, you know, and so just try to use it and then communicate that, tell that to your partner, your boss, or whatever, you know, tell them so that ahead of time, that when you get angry or you get upset, you go take a time out to go do something else, you know, and that way they're aware of it and they're not just thinking that you're blowing them off or you're not, that you don't care about what they're telling you. It's just that you need that time for yourself. But make sure you communicate that to the other people, your boss or family or your wife or girlfriend, you know, just make sure you tell them, and then, that should help. And if they love you, if they want it, and or if they care for you, want to support you, they'll definitely understand. And, you know, that could teach them a lesson too, that, oh yeah, well, that's a good idea. Maybe I should do that sometime, you know, so just pass it on. So that's it. That's all I have for today, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. Again, you can get, if you want to get the Grammarly app, which helps you with your grammar, resumes, and so forth, you can go to www.getgrammarly.com/LifeCoachLLC, or you can just download the app. And also, if you want to reach out to us on our social media handles, you can go to Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and just look up LifeCoachLLC. And you can, if you want to email us, you can email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. So thanks again, guys, for listening. I hope you guys have a safe weekend tomorrow, on Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, and a safe weekend in general. And we'll see you guys, or you guys will hear us again next week, because you won't see us unless you go to our social media handles. Then you'll see us. So that's it, guys. See you later. Stay well and stay safe.